From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At age 81, saxophonist Vaughn Freeman is still going strong. The Chicago native is known to many musicians, but even jazz devotees may never have heard of him, in part because he never went to New York to make his name. He chose to stay in his hometown. Vaughn Freeman has a new CD, and Tony Sarabia of Chicago Public Radio has this profile.
It's a good bet that at 10 in the evening, most octogenarians consider turning in for the night. Not Vaughn Freeman. His night is just getting started. For the last 24 years, Freeman's been hosting a late-night jam session at a small club on Chicago's South Side. Freeman keeps a busy schedule with a number of ongoing dates in Chicago, occasional travels to New York, and European jazz festivals. He's been playing for more than 70 years. His first saxophone was his own creation. At the age of 7, he decided to make one using the arm of his dad's Victrola.
Yes, so I drilled holes in this thing, and of course, the sound was awful. I was running around the house blowing that thing, and my mother said, "Boy, what is that you doing around here with that thing? What is that thing? What's that old funny sound you get?" And she said, "Is that the Victrola head? You know, that hole with the needle?" I said, "Yes." But she said, "Boy, your father's going to kill you."
His dad did something else instead.
Well, later on, he just bought me a horn. He said, "Boy," he said, "you're kind of nuts."
The saxophone was from a neighborhood pawn shop. It was a C melody sax, not the kind used by the tenor players of the day like Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. By the time Vaughn Freeman was 12, he had a standard tenor and was playing his first gig. Before long, he'd created his own sound. It's tough, like the city of Al Capone, where Freeman grew up.
Chicago has always been a tough town. And I say tough as in T-U-F-F, as in being great and tough. Like to survive around Chicago, you know, you couldn't just be nimmy-nimmy, you know. You had to kind of stand up and be yourself. And a lot of this jazz music and stuff that was played in these speakeasies and things. So I think that's where all this soul and stuff comes from, that's in the music. Chicago people play instruments rough.
Vaughn Freeman says he's still learning, still challenging his audiences. That doesn't surprise his son, Chico.
He won't do things because you tell him he's supposed to.
Chico Freeman also plays the saxophone, though he didn't learn it from his father, but began studying it when he was a student at Northwestern University. He says it took him a while to appreciate the music his dad was creating.
By the time I got mature enough and became more advanced enough to understand what music was about, and I realized the things he was doing, I realized that he was doing things that no one else was doing.
Like incorporating influences of Chicago's avant-garde into his brand of swing and bop. The younger Freeman says even today, his father stands apart from others with his knowledge of harmony, his technique, and his speed.
He's an amazing musician. The fact that he plays anything in any key, he knows more songs than you can... I mean, he knows thousands of songs in any key. I mean, and that's a feat to me that no musicians just don't do today.
Yet for many listeners, Vaughn Freeman isn't a well-known name. Musicians certainly know who he is. Freeman played with Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Parker, and Miles Davis. In the 1940s, he was asked to tour with Billy Eckstein's orchestra, but he turned down the offer, choosing to stay in Chicago and become a mentor to young musicians. They still line up with their instruments at Freeman's weekly jam session, waiting to play with him. But the 81-year-old seems a reluctant teacher.
Because I've had some good instructors myself, people who really know how to teach. I'm not a teacher. Whatever I am, well, I'm around.
Freeman chose to stick around while people he knew, like Gene Ammons and Dinah Washington, left to become stars. Over the years, he's given various reasons for staying put. For instance, getting married and raising a family. Chico Freeman says he kept close tabs on his schooling, even when his dad was on the road.
Whenever my grades came out, you know, he'd be gone. But I swear to God, whenever my grades came out, I'd come home and he'd be there. I don't know how he did that.
In later years, Von Freeman took care of his mother, who lived to be more than 100. Today, he looks after his handicapped dog, Benji, and just shrugs when asked why he's still in Chicago.
For no particular reason, just happenstance, I like to say. That's really the truth.
Besides, he says, his hometown has been good to him. Von Freeman has enjoyed a long career in relative obscurity. He didn't record his first album until he was 49 years old. He only recently began getting more notice, and now plays to enthusiastic audiences around the world as one of the few remaining links to jazz's past. Freeman considers himself lucky and says his somewhat inconspicuous existence has given him the freedom to be more creative, to play the way he wants, to play what he wants. There's just one thing that bothers him.
I regret that I'm getting a little fame, and I'm sorry that my mother didn't live to see it. That makes me almost want to cry because she never really wanted us to play music. But after we behaved ourselves to a certain extent, she was proud of us. And she stuck it out with us. And she never saw any of us really make it, you know. And now I don't think I've made it by any means or anything, but at least I'm being sought after for this 15 minutes.
And if we're lucky, for another 15 years. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.